I had a great time here last season on loan, and all the management, the players and the fans have made me feel really welcome. So it was a really easy decision for me to make, yeah.
You kind of talked a lot about your relationship with Simon and Glyn and then the management here. What is it in particular about that relationship that works and clicks so well?
I can't really tell you. I think it's love. We've got a mutual understanding of each other, and it just seems to work. It just seems to be something that falls into place really well, and you know, we're all happy with each other, and when you're happy, you tend to get the best out of people, and that's they tend to get out of me.
And that shows when you celebrate a goal and run over to the dugout and hug him.
Yeah, give my old man a big cuddle. Yeah, it's a mutual respect, I guess. I'm really happy with where I am. I'm really happy with what we're doing and where we want to be, where we want to end up at the end of the season. So it was easy for me.
It's your first full pre-season with the club. Do you think that's going to have a bigger impact on your performance throughout the season?
I hope so. Last season, at the beginning, was quite a lot of stop-starting, so it took a little while for me to get into the groove of things. But ultimately, when I started playing week in, week out and training all the time, I felt a lot fitter, obviously. But when you're fitter, you tend to find things a little bit easier. And I tend to find my fitness levels are less for me to worry about, less for me to think about, and I can concentrate and focus more on actually playing football, which a lot of people don't really understand. But if you're not fit, the football side of it is pretty tricky. So I'm really happy to be here right now.
There's been a lot of players exiting the club, new faces coming in, the likes of Will Keane. Do you think now there's a really strong nucleus of quality players and one that can challenge in the Championship?
I think so, definitely. The players that left were great players as well. They're very good guys and they'll be missed. But at the same time, with every football club, it's a rotation policy that goes on. And for a team to continue to grow, there has to be some casualties and, you know, new additions, and I'm pretty sure the guys that we've got coming in are gonna add to the quality and bring a lot of stability to the club and get us to where we think we deserve to be.
Just spoken to Will, and he's very excited about the proposition of playing with you and Joe. Yeah. Have you seen much of him?
Of course. He's one of those players that, again, he's not the only one that's excited. We're all excited about playing with him, and we can't wait to get cracking. It's exciting times. It's really exciting times.
And you and Joe, I think, scored 45 goals between you.
Oh,
and
is that all?
Very much an attacking force to be feared next season.
You would hope so. Like I said many times last season, I take it a day at a time, especially with everything that's happened. And I want to try and do better than my last game, which is obviously going to be a little bit difficult. But, you know, I'm willing to give it a try and see what happens, see where we end up.
Have you re-watched the playoff final a few times?
It was amazing. I'll be honest, it still doesn't really feel like it's sunk in yet, but at the same time, it's one of those moments that will live with me forever. I get reminded of it everywhere. I've been abroad, and everywhere I've been, people coming up to me on the street saying to me, oh my goodness, the first goal, the second goal, the third goal, all amazing. It's almost like it's a dream still, but it's something that hopefully by the first game of the season I'd have put behind me and we'll have focus on the opener.
Scoring a hat-trick at Wembley, you've written yourself into Preston history and into the hearts of every Preston fan. What can you promise them next season? Have you got any personal targets that you've set?
I always set targets, but I don't like to air them out just in case I don't meet them, you know, because 100 goals a season is pretty difficult to come by. I want to give everything that I've got for the club. I want to try and obviously replicate what we did last season, try and be a little bit more clinical in front of goal. Aside from that, I just want to enjoy myself and hopefully help the team do really well next season.